We're here on KSOM. It's our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's sub-state final as Riverside battles the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Nick Krohn, head coach for the Bulldogs, with us now. And Coach, a great one for you and your boys here through the playoffs with wins over Southwest Valley and Bedford here recently. How are you feeling about your team coming into this showdown with the Gales?
Well, feeling really good about what the boys have done. Hard work paying off, sticking through a tough conference schedule. And our kids, I think that's been the most rewarding, is to see the work that our kids have done throughout the last couple of years, not just in basketball, but other sports as well, that I think have really prepared them for this moment. And I'm just, you're happy for your kids because you want to be playing your best basketball down the stretch. And our kids have done that. And you think about the high school kid going through, it kind of shows for the WIC conference right now when you see Trainer, Underwood, us, Tri-Center, Audubon was there. I know Voca gave Woodbine a heck of a run. When you see your conference staying there, you kind of look back and be like, okay, it wasn't just necessarily a bad streak when we lost some of those games. We're playing like really good teams. So, but with high school kids, it's tough. It's a long season. You got December, January, and February. And so when you have those little lulls, trying to pick yourself back up and kind of nose to the grindstone and keep going. And then you had to be in this position to go play with a chance to go to state against a really, really good team at a really cool venue. I'm really happy and I'm really proud of our kids.
So, Peyton Andor, we know he's a good offensive player, but he's maybe taken his game to another level offensively. He's had 28, 22 points in the last couple of ball games. What has he done to take that offensive production another notch?
I think he's embraced kind of, the mid-range, getting to the hoop. I thought last year he was really hunting threes. This year I just feel like he's really kind of evolved his game. He is not just a standstill outside shooter. He is a full complement of things. He can, take guys off the bounce. We saw a little bit against Bedford in the post game. He would get some switches and he'd get down there in the post, hit a couple big threes. So really just expanding his game, kind of moving him around the court, trying to get him in matchup situations that could benefit him and letting him kind of go to work. So a big part of that too has been his leadership. I think he takes a lot of pride in it. Just going back to the practice before Bedford, he was on fire in practice from a leadership standpoint, a talking standpoint, moving guys, communicating. He made a comment before the Bedford game, or practice before. He took a couple shots. He was one of the last ones in the gym. And he says, "Coach, I want this more. I want this really bad. I want this more than anybody else." And, heading into Bedford, I think you saw it with a 22-9 performance in a district final. So I think his leadership and his ability to be coached and to improve his game from different facets at different levels, I think that's what's been most impressive.
Well, almost single-handedly beat Southwest Valley with 28 on that night, and he was only 2 of 4 from three-point land, 12 of 19 from the field. You just keep feeding the rock. As long as you keep feeding the horse that's feeding you. What he's doing, and that's incredible. What about the defensive side? What have you seen defensively with this team that has been key here in this run?
Well, the key point defensively was, you mentioned the Southwest Valley game, that one weakness. When we beat Southwest Valley, but I still am thinking about everything just felt really hard, and that's because they're a really good team. They have really good guards, but I felt like they could get to everything, and we focused on them. And that's how we beat it was because of his play. But in the middle, we could get it there, and he attacked. So that's how we beat it, because it felt like we couldn't do anything else, and we shot well. But then I thought the defensively to hold them, quite a significant amount under their average. Our press was on point. We were picking our traps well. We were getting rotations well. And I was even talking to like an Owen Fenner. He didn't show up as much in the score column. But, even against Bedford, you run that trap, which kind of leaves a guy open at top. So somebody has to rotate over. And then Owen's a lot of the time the one that was running out of the trap from one sideline to guard the guy that's open on the next sideline. So when you think about the level of conditioning to trap full court, 84 feet, but then also have to go 50 feet across the court, to get ready into your half court offense, I just think our guys moving and rotating has been really impressive during the stretch.
Well, yeah, it's an incredible run for you, and now you got the Gaels at St. Edmund, a state semifinalist a year ago, Hunter Horn, and a tremendous offensive player. Tell me about St. Edmund and your scouting report on them.
They're a really good team. You have to be very efficient. Hunter Horn is he's fun to watch on film because how he attacks the basket. I'm sure I'll probably be saying something different on Saturday, but from a spectator viewpoint, he's really fun because he attacks the hoop. I think, you know, he does a magnificent job in help defense. I mean, he is hunting down blocks. He's strong around the basket. He's able to play good defense without fouling. And so, yeah, there's, you know, kind of looking at them, you stat check them at first and you say, okay, well, you know, you stop Hunter Horn and then you probably got a chance, but they got a bunch of other guys that do a really nice job, you know, from penetrating to shooting to just movement, defensively and offensively. Yeah, they're a real fun team to watch on film.
So Riverside, of course, has never been to the boys' state basketball tournament. Old Oakland High made it back in 1925. That was a long time ago. So what is it going to take for your team to be the first team in the area to go to the state tournament in like 100 years?
Yeah, well, they did go in 2013.
Oh, okay.
With a Ricky Williams-led team. I can't remember who they played. I got it in the history somewhere. That was before my time, but I know Jason Shalangowski took them in 2013 with a really nice squad to state. So, yeah, outside of that, though, it's not happened a lot in our history. I know the Oakland team was, that you say, 86?
1925,
but the 86 Oakland team, I think it's 86, 87, don't quote me on the years, but they were inducted into our Hall of Fame. So I got to meet some of those guys. That was pretty cool a couple years back. But it's not happened a lot. So, you know, to be here and 32 minutes away from the possibility of that happening, I mean, that's really cool. And I really, once again, going back to how proud I am of our guys, when you think of Cole and Dawson and Brody and Owen and Peyton, and, you know, come off the bench with a freshman Grant, and, you know, Peyton and Cruz have made some significant contributions. But, you know, you line up and we're never the tallest team, that's for sure. And so to be at this point and to scrap like we do and we fight like we do, yeah, it's a pretty neat deal just for our town and our school, for our players, for myself, but also some of the obstacles we overcome going through the gauntlet of our conference. You know, we had our ups and downs this year, but they stuck with it. And just on that level, overcoming some of those obstacles is a testament to our kids' resilience.
Well, we'll have to have the Iowa High School Athletic Association update its record book, so and add that 2013 team in there. So, Coach, let's hope you guys set your own mark and your own records, and maybe a trip to the Casey Center is in store, but a tough opponent with St. Edmund standing in your way here at Drake University at the Knapp Center. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks a lot for the coverage. I know our boys will fight, so we'll give them all we got on Saturday.
There's no doubt. Nick Crone, head coach for Riverside Boys Basketball, with us here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show here on KSOM.